Finance with Scott Haywood.
Welcome, Scotty. Good morning to you, mate. How are you going?
Good morning, Carl. How was your birthday?
Yeah, no, it was good, mate. I probably celebrated for a little bit too long, to be perfectly honest. But no, I'm feeling okay this morning, which is good. How's the market looking after last night in the US?
Well, your birthday celebrated a 1% gain for our share market yesterday, but we're looking at a fall of about 20 points in 17 minutes' time. But that's not really what I'm looking at today. The key is at 8:30 this morning, we're going to get the latest inflation figures. Yesterday, the retail numbers were weak, a 0.2% increase. So this will be a key guide as to whether the Reserve Bank on the 4th of April pauses or lifts interest rate. Now, I'm going to make this call. If there is a 6 in front of the inflation number, so we're talking about the monthly consumer price index, if it's 6.9 or lower, the RBA will keep rates on hold. If it falls from 7.4, which is the current year-on-year number, to 7.1, 7 or 7.2, he's going to lift rates on the first Tuesday in April. So that's a key figure in just under a few hours' time. So, look, I really think that's going to be a key barometer. Now, this is an interesting fact that I've just picked up in the last few minutes. A Finder survey has said in the last 12 months, one in three Australians, that's 6 million people, have borrowed money from family or friends. Now, have you done that or have your kids done that?
Oh, the bank of mum and dad, very active.
Very active. It's always active, Scotty.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that means you're right in the demographic.
Yeah.
In terms of,
I think I'm bigger than the Reserve Bank.
Well, of that data, 44% said the first phone call or text message they made was to their parents, and then 31% leaned on family, or extended family or friends. So there you go. And it wasn't just young people. It was people obviously in their 40s and 50s who also tapped their parents on the shoulder. So the Bank of Mum and Dad is very much alive and well. Keep a key eye at 8:30 on inflation number. We want to see a 6 in front of that number.
All right, let's hope we have a good result there for a lot of people that got it tied into interest rates. Scotty, good on your market. Up today or down? Down?
Just a touch down, 20 points down, but won't be significant. If the inflation number is low, then our market will get a bit of a kick.
Might go up.
That's good news, yeah.
Yeah, it might go up. Scotty, good on your mate. Scotty Haywood there, the finance guru.